What do you want from me? Please, let me go. You've already taken everything I have. Just please, let me go. Everything. My family, my friends, my poor husband, everyone. My entire village. Gone. Taken. It's as if it were never even there. What more can you possibly take from me? Just please, please let me go. You don't understand me. No, of course not. I guess we don't mean too much to you, do we? Just another foreign village, full of loot to take, livestock to steal, and woman to... Please, just let me go. You're undressing? What are you... Okay, you're walking away, sitting down. Yeah, I'd probably want to change too, if I were covered in gore, after a long day murdering innocent people. That's what you are, you know? A murderer. You can call yourself whatever noble, made-up word you like when you put on that armor, but you're nothing but a brute. A killer. Someone who murders simple farmers and honest tradesmen, sacks their homes, takes their wives, murder innocent children. You're waving your hand. You want me to come over there? Okay, just don't hurt me, okay? Are you grabbing my hand? You want me to... your shoulder? You want me to rub your shoulders? Okay. I can do that.
I guess a butcher's work is tiring.
You are very strong. I guess we never really had a chance, did we? We don't have men like you in my village. Didn't have. My husband would come in from the fields, and his muscles were always taut, torn from the field work, but nothing like, he wasn't so large, but he was built for kindness, I suppose.
I don't expect you to know anything about that.
What? You want me to come around in front of you? Okay. And you want me on my knees? Please, I... Your thighs? You want me to massage your legs? Okay. What's happened to my life? This morning was so normal, so ordinary. It seems so long ago. I've lived a lifetime in a single day. And now I'm here. On my knees, in front of my husband's killer, rubbing his sore legs, not half a foot from his manhood. It is very large. I guess that's no surprise. A big dumb brute with a big cock. More animal than man. He thinks that because he's strong that he can take whatever he likes. That's because his manhood is so big that he can take men's wives, that he can make them get on their knees and massage him while she stares at his cock. His cock that even soft is bigger than her husband's ever was. It's starting to get even bigger now. Pulsing and throbbing and rising. You like this? That broken woman on her knees? I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you want. I understood that. Tapping that heavy dick against my lips. I can't. Not even with my husband did I ever. I'm a respectable woman. What are you doing? Standing up, you look so powerful. Up there, just towering over me. Aha! You're grabbing my hair! What are you doing? Please, please don't. Stop, please. I can't. You're using my mouth like a cunt. Just. Is that okay? I'll please you. Just don't hurt me again, okay? I'll do whatever you want. Like that? Is that good? You keep pressing my head down. I can't take anymore. I'm trying. It's just too big. Your dick is too big for my little mouth. No. Oh. stroking yourself. Was that not what you wanted? Wasn't that... Ow! My hair! What are you... No, please. Not on my face. Please. Please don't come on my face. Please. Please don't come on my face. Please. No. Is this what you wanted? Is this your great prize for all your killing? Your glory? To take a respectable wife and leave her in the dirt, covered in your cum? I feel filthy, covered in your cum. Why would you do this to me? Taken everything I have, including my dignity and respect. You're coming closer. What do you want now? Why is it still hot? No. On my hands and knees? You want me bent over on my hands and knees? It's so big. No, please, it won't fit. No, it's too big. Please go slow. It hurts. Fuck me. You heard me. I said fuck me. Oh God, yes. Yes. I know you don't know the words, but you know what I say. Oh God, you can hear me moaning against my will. You can feel my little tight pussy getting wetter and wetter as you stretch me around that big cock. Around that big fucking dick. Laugh at me. I don't care. Just keep fucking me. Please. Fuck me. Fuck me with my face caught in your cum. Fuck me like your little cum caught whore. That's what I'm now. Your whore. You slutty little trophy. I'll put your arm around for you when you leave and undress. And clean you when you return. And come back with more women, more trophies, and I'll fuck them while you watch. I'll train them to pleasure you. We'll fight over your cock. And you come. Just please. Please. Please keep fucking me. Don't stop. Please. Oh yes, please pardon my little hole. Oh God, fuck a baby into me. Yeah, make me have your child. Please, I want it. I want you coming me. My husband could never give me that. He wasn't a man. He wasn't a real man like you. Who just takes whatever the fuck he wants. Please. He could never fuck me like this. With his worthless little dick. Oh god. Fuck me with that huge cock. Please. Please. Please fill me up. Make me pregnant, sir. Please. 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 Make me up. Make me us. Please. 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 Please, sir. Make me us. Make me us. Please. 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 No. Thank you, sir. Thank you for my new life.